Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. Divine Service Setting 1, that's on page 151 and following. We have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. The focus for our worship service for today will be the Old Testament lesson from Genesis chapter 28. Two options for the hymn of praise this morning. We'll sing the Gloria. I think that's enough. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. We are vicarless this morning. Vicar is preaching in Hickman, and we pray God's blessings on his travel and his proclamation of the word as well. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you shower down upon us, the blessings that all pale in comparison to the forgiveness, life, and salvation you give us in and through Jesus. Heavenly Father, this place is truly a blessed place because you dwell here. You dwell here with your word. You dwell here with your holy sacraments. You dwell here in and through brothers and sisters in Christ. Heavenly Father, teach us today and always to hunger for that word, and then in response, to love you and to serve one another. Lord God, all these things we pray in and through Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 601. Service Setting 1, page 151. Please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
We say we have no sin. We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, Have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing together the introit appointed for the day. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears. The Lord saved him out of all his troubles. This is God, our God. From above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, for this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks. We praise you for your glory, for Jesus Christ, Holy Son of the Father. Lord God, you take away the
Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, of your bountiful goodness, keep from us all things that may hurt us, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish whatever you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the 19th Sunday after Trinity is from Genesis chapter 28. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a certain place and stayed there the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones out of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We speak together the gradual appointed for the day. O Lord, I call upon you. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 4. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Continue with the Alleluia and verse. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. According to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. Getting into a boat, Jesus crossed over and came into his own city. And behold, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven. And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, this man is blaspheming. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he then said to the paralytic, rise, pick up your bed and go home. And he rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God who had given such authority to men. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Continue now with our hymn of the day, 797.
And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending upon it. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this morning is the Old Testament lesson read a few moments ago from the 28th chapter of the book of Genesis. Dear friends in Christ, Jacob saw a ladder. For a moment, heaven and earth linked together. In a dream, the barrier between God and man abolished. For a brief space in time, the division between Creator and creation healed. At that instant, every obstacle between a holy and righteous God and his sinful people removed, and a highway established between the throne room of God and the dwelling place of men. Jacob saw a ladder, the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. He saw a glorious picture, one that could not be further from what he would see when he awoke. For Jacob wasn't lying on a lavish bed in the house of his father, the tent of his father. He wasn't sojourning as the honored guest of a rich man. He was an exile, an outcast, lying on a stone pillow. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of that place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. Why did he leave Beersheba? Why is he going to Haran? Why does he use a stone for a pillow? Well, any Sunday school student can tell you. He's fleeing from the wrath of his brother Esau. For he and his mother tricked Father Isaac. They seized the blessing that God had promised to Jacob from the womb. And now Jacob must flee the wrath of Esau, who had something stolen that really was never rightfully his. Jacob heard with his own ears the word of blessing from his father. No matter how deceptive the circumstances were, he heard that he would receive the inheritance, that he would rule over his brother, that any who cursed him would be cursed, that any who blessed him would be blessed. But that is not what he sees. What he sees is an exile and an outcast. He who was to inherit the very tents of Isaac is driven out of them. The promises from God through his father seem awfully hollow now. They don't seem to have anything to do with reality. And so Jacob sleeps the sleep of misery, the sleep of doubt. God has promised him so much, but he hasn't delivered. And in fact, I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but Jacob's life is now considerably worse after he has received the blessing than before Isaac gave it to him. Maybe the words that he heard weren't worth all that much. Maybe God wasn't really speaking through Father Isaac. Maybe God is a deceiver himself, who promises so much but never really delivers. Maybe he doesn't really care for Jacob as he claimed. Or maybe he isn't really there in the first place. But then Jacob goes to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. Jacob sees a ladder. And from that ladder, God has a message for him. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. The promise given to Abraham. The same promise handed down to his father Isaac, which is the same promise given to Adam and Eve in the garden. That promise is now handed off to Jacob. In his offspring shall all the world be blessed. It would be his descendant who would crush the serpent's head. And for that reason, for the sake of his offspring, Jacob now has the assurance, the guarantee, the very word from the Lord, that he is not alone. The promises of God go with him. Not for his own sake, not because he deserves it, but for the sake of the Messiah whose blood runs in his veins. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. And then he awakes. He gets up. The vision, it's done. The dream is no more. It was only a dream. Only a dream, yes, but much more than a dream. A dream that delivered to Jacob the very word of God. He looks around him and you think anything has changed? Doesn't look like it. He's still in exile and an outcast. He's still lying on that comfortable Serta stone pillow. But in fact, everything has changed. He is no longer alone. God, the very God of his fathers, has told him personally that he is with him. He is no longer without hope. God has affirmed his promise. He has proclaimed to him a reality that will remain true, despite the danger that lies still behind him, and the trials that will surely lie ahead. And Jacob has learned something incredibly important. In the midst of an evil country, on the run and surrounded by enemies, even there, especially there, is found the house of God. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. The house of God is not to be found where it's safe, where there are no problems, where there's only prosperity. The house of God is found in the midst of devils, surrounded by enemies. The house of God is there because that's where you dwell. With Jacob, resting on stones, pursued by enemies, with no visible sign of blessing around you. You hear the word of God in this place, giving to you great and various promises. It all sounds very impressive. Promises like, I am with you, I love you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You go out from this place into the world with the blessing of Almighty God ringing in your ears. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. You hear these words, these great promises of God declaring great things to you. But as you walk out into your life, they seem to ring hollow. If God really loves me, if He really is with me, as He said, why is my life so miserable? Why do I get only sadness? Why do my friends abandon me, betray me? Why did my child die? Why did my mother leave? Why am I struck with this disease when I have so many good years left to live? Maybe the words that we hear don't mean all that much. Maybe God isn't really speaking through the pastor. Maybe God is a deceiver Himself who promises so much but never delivers. Maybe He doesn't really care for me as He claimed. Or maybe He isn't really there in the first place. Maybe the great promises I hear in this place are just a pack of lies. But then we gather in this place, this very place, to hear again the word of God. And Jacob dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. Dear friends in Christ, the dream of Jacob was given for your sake. It is God's gift to you. As it reassured Jacob so long ago, affirming God's promises to him despite everything he saw to the contrary, so now it does the same to you today. Jacob's ladder is the promise that one of his descendants, one chosen offspring, would link together earth and heaven. He would reconcile God and man. He would do this by being both God and man, by placing Himself between earth and heaven on the cross, linking the two with His blood, shed for the sin of the world. Jesus tells Nathanael, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." They ascend and they descend to gaze in wonder at a mystery that is incomprehensible, a mystery that is your salvation. They lift up their eyes and they see the glory and majesty of God Most High. They look down and they see that same divine majesty nailed to the cross, subject to the violence of men. The highest of all is the lowest of all. And then the lowest on Easter morning, on Ascension Day, is made the highest of all. The God of gods, Lord of Lords, has been made the lowest creature, subject to death, even death upon the cross. The highest and the lowest are completely united in one and the same person, Jesus, the highest God, nailed to the cross. There, suspended between earth and heaven, the Son of Man, Jesus, the offspring of Jacob, is the ladder between earth and heaven. He joins heaven and earth together. There, at the cross, the very promise given to Jacob, laying on that stone pillow, is fulfilled. In you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Dear friends, this is the reality that God's Word proclaims to you this day, and every day that you gather here, that Jesus has linked together earth and heaven, that your every sin is forgiven, that your inheritance is eternal. Jesus and His cross abolishes every barrier between you and your God. Jacob saw a ladder. We see the cross. But they are one and the same, for they are the same reality. To Jacob in prophecy, to you and me having now been fulfilled. And you know what? This reality is true. Despite anything that enters your life, it is greater than any evil that may enter into your life. It is greater than any of your sins. Dear friends, we walk by faith, not by sight. And having heard, having believed in this reality, proclaimed to us by God's holy word here in this place, we too have learned the same lesson that Jacob did. God establishes His house in a land of enemies, in the midst of devils, to reassure you, to continually remind you of the promise, despite all that appears. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Jacob saw a ladder. We see the cross. For eternity, heaven and earth linked together. In living reality, the barrier between God and man abolished. Forever, the division between Creator and creation healed. At every moment until time ends, and then in that place where time is no more, every obstacle between a holy and righteous God and His sinful people removed. A highway established between the throne room of God and the dwelling place of man. Jacob saw a ladder. We see the cross. But it gives us the same promise as we gather in this place. This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. Where the cross is proclaimed, that place is the house of God. That place is the gate of heaven. That place is where the ladder from earth to heaven, Jacob's ladder, is set up right here at this altar. Come eat. Come drink. This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. And dear friends, that is where you dwell right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Having heard the word, we confess our common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. Page 158, we stand. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.
God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for the great love you have shown us in all the blessings of both body and soul that you have freely given without any merit or worth in us. We ask that you will so fill us with your word and spirit that we would be fruitful and eager to show mercy to all in need. Put our talents to use so that we would care for and serve as you give us opportunity. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, we praise you for the gospel of Christ Jesus, the authority you have given to your people and church to forgive sins. We ask your blessing upon all those men who have been called to preach, teach, and absolve in our congregation. Keep them steadfast in the faith and defend them from error. Be with all the baptized, that we would all be ready to hear and believe the word of forgiveness and be ready to forgive our neighbor, even as we have been forgiven. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, bless our earthly homes, that they would be places of peace and safety. Bless all spouses with love and devotion for each other. Bless all parents with patience and wisdom as they tend to their children. Support all those who struggle with infertility or the difficulties of the adoption process. Bless all children as they grow in wisdom and stature. Give perseverance to all whose home life is difficult or sorrowful. And remind them always of your love, your forgiveness, and your faithfulness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As the paralytic was brought to your Son, Christ Jesus, so too we bring before you in prayer all those in physical and mental anguish, those who are mourning over the loss of loved ones, those who are struggling with the reality of sin and all of its consequences. According to your will, grant them healing in this life and give them faithful friends who will proclaim to them forgiveness, life, and salvation so that they would face the trials of this life confident in your love for them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you, Lord, for the talents and compassion that you give to all those who labor in the mission field of your church. Bless all those as they preach, teach, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We ask for your blessings upon the Lutheran Women's Missionary League this day. We ask you to bless all the mission activities of this congregation, especially the work of Dr. Allman in Germany, And Heavenly Father, we are bold to pray that You would bring all of those who are caught in the error of Islam to repentance and faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our
prayer. Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy through Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of God's real presence in Christ Jesus for forgiveness, life, and salvation would be yours today and always. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings. The post-communion canticle, "What Shall I Render to the Lord?" page 159. Please stand as you're able.
What shall I render?
I will take your cup of salvation and will hold.
up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, out of love for His fallen creation, humbled Himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, He has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Holy,
of heaven and earth, for You have had mercy on those whom You created, and sent Your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg You, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with Your Word and Spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat His body and drink His blood, as He bids us do in His own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To You alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in Your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me. In the same way also He took the cup after supper. When He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Thank you.
the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 165. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the Common Doxology, 805. Go get some goodies back here in 5 minutes for Sunday school opening, okay? All right, very good, very good. Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. How awesome is this place? Because God dwells here. That ladder between heaven and earth is Christ Jesus. His real presence among us is real, and it means forgiveness to all who believe. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. Two biggies this afternoon. Life Chain on O Street is today, this afternoon. That is, the details are listed in the News and Notes. Any questions on that? You're all welcome. You're all invited to participate. Any questions, talk to Sandy Langemeyer. Also this afternoon is the LWML Zone Rally, I think is what that is. Zone? Okay. Yes, that's at Calvary, and that's at 1 o'clock as well. So, competing. Thankfully, the Saints don't play until later in the day, and so it won't... Yeah. All right. Pray for the Saints. We also have a Family Fun Day coming, and I believe there's an insert in here with regard to that. Do you know the date off the top of your head? Did you hear what she said? 21st. That's Friday? Friday the 21st? Okay. Which is always a really, really, really big deal. I've got two new Bible studies that are starting today. Summary of Christian Doctrine, Review of the Faith.
opportunity for those who would like to find out about more what Lutheran Christians believe, teach, and confess. That's in room 109. Also in the fellowship hall, we'll start a new Bible study today on Islam. I'm calling it Islam 101. We're going to start with the grammar, and we're going to go on from there. I don't know how many weeks it's going to last, but it'll probably be several weeks long. So you're invited to join us for one of those two opportunities in God's Word.
Higher Things Meeting on Wednesday night.
Higher Things Meeting, Wednesday night, after church. Okay, up in the youth room?
Yeah, 109.
All right. Anything else? All right, keep Vicar in your prayers. Should be getting ready to preach about right now. And he's going to preach that sermon that he preaches today in Hickman on Wednesday night here with us on the healing of the paralytic. So for Wednesday night services. Join us for coffee and goodies, study of God's Word. May God richly bless your day in Christ.